there. Welcome to the Monday edition of Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. It is a new week and a new month. This is our first show for the month of June, so happy June to you. Today on the program, we're going to look at the Mass readings or the Gospel from the today's daily Mass, rejecting God's grace. It's all about the fact that God's grace to us is unlimited, but we as a people are allowed, because of our free will, to reject it. Now, you might say, why would anybody do that? Well, sometimes we don't do it intentionally, but we do it for a variety of reasons. So I'm going to read the gospel, and then we'll talk about it. It's a sort of a tough gospel today, but this is a great message for us all to remember when it comes to God's grace. It is a great thing. It is free, but we still have the opportunity to reject it. And above all, we want to make sure that we don't do that. So the gospel comes from Mark chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. Jesus began to speak to the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders in parables. A man planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenant farmers and left on a journey. At the proper time, he sent a servant to the tenants to obtain from them some of the produce of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Again, he sent them another servant, and that one they beat over the head and treated shamefully. He sent yet another whom they killed. So too many others, some they beat, others they killed. He had one other to send, a beloved son. He sent him to them last of all, thinking, they will respect my son. But those tenants said to one another, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. So they seized him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come, put the tenants to death, and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this scripture passage? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. They were seeking to arrest him, but they feared the crowd, for they realized that he had addressed the parable to them. So they left him and went away. Now, we don't want to get distracted. A lot of details going on here and have us lose sight of what I think to be the main message of this parable, in that Jesus is speaking to the leaders, the religious leaders of the time. These are the big shots. These are the people who should have known better when it comes to their status as chosen people and the fact that the Messiah was on the way. What basically Jesus was saying is that I'm coming to you. I'm giving you my grace. I'm giving you my mercy. I am extending to you the promise of eternal life in heaven. And they rejected him. So because they didn't see Jesus as the Messiah that they were expecting. He didn't fit their description of what the Messiah should look like. And I think the main message for us is, and this is a tough one, but it's a message we, I think, need to understand, is don't take for granted the fact that you are saved or you were redeemed through the efforts of Jesus Christ on the cross. Yes, there is a room prepared in heaven for each one of us, but don't take it for granted. And you know, we could do that in so many subtle ways. We could start to just sort of coast through our faith, thinking that, well, you know, I go to church every Sunday. That's good enough. I'm going to make it to heaven with no problem. God's going to understand. Well, God is merciful. God is mercy. God will forgive any sin that we ever commit, provided that we turn to him and repent and ask for that forgiveness. But we don't want to take his forgiveness and mercy for granted. We don't just want to assume that everything's going to be okay. We just want to make sure that we continue to trust in his mercy, but at the same time, cooperate with the grace that he gives us, because it's not a guarantee that you and I are going to make it to heaven. If you follow Jesus Christ and his teachings as expressed through the church, you're going to have no problem. But if not, it's not a given. And for somebody like me, I need to hear this because I can tend to get a little complacent. So that's the message today. Again, not the easiest message to accept, but it's one that we really need to hear. We'll talk to you next time.